Es kann so sehr nicht über Kreis geschlagen werden, wie man sagt, was man noch ist, darf Kreis. Die Gemara quoted the Machlekes regarding the Chavite Kayin Gadol, the Mincha that he brings daily, he offers half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Rabbi Yechon said it can't be made Kaddish in halves, and Rabbi Lozer said since it's offered in halves, it could also be made Kaddish in halves. Rabbi Acha said, Rabbi Yechon in Dash is a Pasuk of Mincha Machtzisa. He says that teaches at first it should be brought a complete Mincha, and then it's split into halves. There are two brises that clearly say that the mincha is to be made kaddish when complete and then split into halves. Mar says the brises are giving the way it should be done chatchila, but it's not ma'akiv. Fact, the Mar of Gavia of Beik Sil Yes Ravashi, the pasuk says chuka, which means that it has to be done this way even b'diavad. And for the Mar, that's regarding the requirement that Kohen Gadol bring the full amount needed from his house. However, once he has done so, it can even be made kaddish half at a time. We have learned regarding a regular mincha that Rabbi Yechonon argues on Rav and says that if a person designated half the amount needed with the intent to add to it later on, it becomes kaddish. If Rabbi Yechonon holds that regarding chavitin, it cannot be made kaddish in halves, why doesn't he learn the case of a regular mincha from the case of chavitin? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon only says it becomes kaddish because the case is that he intends to add to get to the full amount. The case of chavitin was not like that, and that's why he says it doesn't become kaddish. We see this is logic that used by Rabbi Yossi and Abraisa as well. Who does Rav follow regarding Chavitim? If he holds like Rabbi Lazar, he should say that a regular mincha can be made kaddish in half, just like it can be done for Chavitim. And for the Gemara, must be that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Zoktimar, Rav said, a mincha can be made kaddish without oil, since we find that a lechem aponim is brought without oil. A mincha can be made kaddish without levoina, since we find that a mincha zesachem is brought without levoina. A mincha can be kaddish without oil and levoina, since we find that a chatas mincha is brought without oil and levoina. Also, the oil and levoina for a mincha can each be made kaddish on their own. The fact that oil can be made kaddish on its own is learned from Mitzayra, where oil is made kaddish on its own. The fact that levoina can be made kaddish on its own is learned from the spoons of the levoina and lechem aponim, where levoina is made kaddish on its own. Rechanina said, no part can be made kaddish on its own. In fact, according to Rechanina, why is there even a keli the size of a nisarin? That would only be large enough to measure flour, and he holds that flour itself cannot be made kaddish on its own. If the Gemara would be used for a chatas mincha where only flour is brought. What about a keli? Why is there a keli the size of a lug? Mar says it would be used for the lug of oil needed for a mitzvah. Zaklimar, we find that Shmuel holds a grav. A Mishnah says that kalim used for liquids make liquids kaddish, and measures used for solids make solids kaddish. Kalim used for liquids do not make solids kaddish, and measures used for solids do not make liquids kaddish. Now, on that Mishnah, Shmuel said, when the Mishnah says that kalim used for liquids are only mekaddish liquids, that's referring to measures used for liquids. However, the bowls used for liquids can even make solids kaddish. Like we see, the pasuk says, shnei meleim soilis. This presumably refers to dry flour, and it shows that he holds that even flour by itself can become kaddish. The mincha referred to in the pasuk was moist. It was mixed with oil. Maybe that's why the bowl makes the kaddish. Maybe a true solid. Maybe it would not become kaddish in the bowl used for liquids. Ravina said, the pasuk teaches that even the dry pieces in the mixture become kaddish in the bowl. And we could also answer that a mincha, even when mixed with oil, it's still considered to be a dry solid substance when compared to blood. Zakmar Vaita, we've learned that Rabbi Lazar said, if the kemitza was done in the heichel, it's kosher. For that is what was done with the two spoons of levaina that are taken from the shulchan. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked, the Braisa says that the pasuk of Vikomat Misham teaches that the kemitza has to be done in a place where a zor is allowed to be, which would not include the heichel. And for Rabbi Yirmiyahu or Rabbi Yaakov answered, the Braisa means that the pasuk teaches that the entire azor is fit to have the kemitza done in it. We would have thought that it must be done in the tzofen, jotet the shechita of an oil, since the mincha is also kachi kachim. That's what it teaches. Fekmar can't be compared to an oil because an oil is totally burnt on his bech. Mar says, yeah, we learn from a chatas. Fekmar can't be learned compared to a chatas because a chatas provides kapara for our various that have karas. Mar says, yeah, fine, we learn from Asham. Fekmar can't be compared to Asham because an Asham is a blood offering. In fact, we can't even learn it from all these three together for that same reason. As Mar, rather, we would say that the pasuk creates a hekesh from the requirement to bring the mincha to the mizbech to the kmitza. We would think that this teaches that just as bringing it to the mizbech is done at the southwest corner, maybe the kmitza has to be done over there as well. The pasuk of Misham therefore teaches that the kmitza may be done anywhere in the azar. So Rakhmar Vaita, Rabbi Yechonon said, a shlom that was shechted in the heichel is kosher based on the pasuk of Ushchotoy Pesach Oyel Moed. This suggests that shechting it in the Azara is only kosher because of the entrance of the Oyel Moed. If so, the secondary place, meaning the Azara, cannot be better than the primary place, the heichel. For fact, Gemara Braisa says, Rabbi Yudim and Beserio said, we learn from a pasuk that if Goyim have besieged the Azara, the Kehana may go and eat kachik kachim in the heichel. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should not need a special pasuk for this. The pasuk says bachatzar oyel moed yechlua, which suggests that eating it in the azara is only kosher because of the entrance of oyel moed. If so, the secondary place, meaning the azara, can't be better than the primary place, the heichel. And v'di Gemara, these two cases are not comparable. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about doing an avoid, which is something which is a dvar kovoid, and therefore certainly should be able to do it in a more holy place. The Braisa is referring to eating, which is not such a kovoid, which may be something that should be or not be done, and therefore in a more kosher place, maybe. That's why we would think that maybe you can't do it in the heichel. So that's why a pasuk is needed to teach that in such a case it may be done.